The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. I think we're going to have a packed show today. I've got one of my clients' friends sent me an email and wanted to know this question, which I'm going to tell you the question in a minute. I am going to give you some answers and let you respond. And also, I have my dear friend, Mortgage Mama, Bridget McGee. So I'll probably ask her some questions about rates and things like that. If you've got any questions, go ahead, call in, give your questions to Noah, and he will put them up on the screen so we can see it. I may not take you, but I might. Again, the call-in number, 410-922-6680. So the question that I had this week, she's a friend, she's a client, she's a dog walker, she's a pet sitter. She sent me this question. Does a seller have to disclose a death or a murder when selling their home? Her husband thinks a seller is required to disclose those things, or suicide in a home that's listed, or even one that took place in the neighborhood. Some states may require this, but I don't think it's mandatory for Maryland. She's still writing. Then she went on to say the discussion arose after she saw a local report about a recent murder-suicide in the neighborhood. So here's how I responded to her. My first response is, if this were a question on a real estate exam, the correct answer would be no. Maryland is not a material fact. It does not require disclosure in Maryland. That we can't say that for lots of other states. But if I was in this kind of situation, I would share any information that I had. I'd ask the sellers for their permission to disclose it. This is not a secret. They will likely hear about it from neighbors. Situations like this are not private. And if the seller asks me not to disclose it, I think I might walk away from that seller. I would keep such information, by keeping such information from potential buyers, could lead to serious complications later. So I sent that to her, and I also put the same question up on Active Rain, and you guys have heard me talk plenty about Active Rain, and I posed the same question to them, and I wound up with about 15 people commenting, and about from maybe a dozen states. So I will give them to you later, but right now I'm going to ask Bridget about mortgage rates. I'm going to have some market by you. And, you know, give us some of your pearls. Bridget McGee, Mortgage Mama.
So many pearls. Good morning. Good afternoon, Margaret. I'm so happy to be here. And that is such it is such an interesting question, though, that you asked about the disclosure of any tragic event that happened. I think in the mortgage world, one of the things that people wonder about is does divorce have to be disclosed? And sometimes it's pretty obvious that there's half of close of clause or half of closet of clothes, or you know, there's only just a mattress on the floor, then that makes it look like there is some distress happening in that. So we've heard that a lot, and about divorce, and you know, because that is, you know, certainly not typically going to be on the news, but it is definitely something that you know, the agent needs to talk to the sellers about.
Really good point, because when I'm taking a listing, one of my questions is, you know, are you 100% you want to move, and what is your reason for moving? Now, if they're moving to get a bigger, better home, or they're moving out of state, that's no problem. But as you say, if there's friction within that family, that could hurt the sellers in the way you answer. So real estate agents, as you know, this is not only for the public, this is for real estate agents, everybody. When someone asks you why the sellers are moving and you are that listing agent, make sure that you have permission to tell the public why they are moving. Some people absolutely do not want this disclosed. So in the mortgage business, I have a feeling, you know, like you're saying, divorce, you've got to have some disclosures that you tell your buyers when they come in getting a loan, different types of loan. Maybe one would take longer, maybe one would be better for them. Can you share a little bit about that and talk as though you were talking to kind of first-time buyers?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think that whenever you are getting a mortgage and you're making an offer on a home, you know, the seller wants to know, you know, are you a viable prospect? Is this loan actually going to get to closing? And so one of those things that I think is really important for folks to disclose to the listing agent and therefore to the sellers is if they're using any of the bond programs. Now, the bond programs, through the Maryland Mortgage Program, they really don't take much longer than a standard loan. The turn time once the loan is approved by underwriting and then goes to the Maryland Mortgage Program for them to review is usually only a couple of days. So as long as everybody's on top of everything, it's really not an issue. But because the listing agents sometimes have been burned because of loan officers who don't know what they're doing when it comes to these first-time buyer programs, I always reach out to the listing agent and let them know, hey, this is something I've been doing for 25 years. It is one of my specialties. We're really good at these first-time buyer programs or VA programs or, you know, whatever it may be, so that they have a very strong comfort level with no matter what the loan is.
You brought up a point that I'd like to ask you about. It may be a little sensitive for the public, but one of the agents that I mentor around the country called very, very upset that the loan, she was working for the seller, the buyer's lender had been truth impaired, okay? When she asked for specific things, this person lied to her. And it was really, really awful. She did not know how to handle it. She went to her broker, of course. No real results. So I'm asking you, if a consumer, if a buyer had a problem with a lender that was, as they said, truth impaired, information withheld, didn't hold on to the dates, that you knew that lender was not the right person for really specific reasons. Like, we have the Real Estate Commission. Who would a real estate agent talk to about a bad apple in the lending business?
Yeah, unfortunately, like the Real Estate Commission, there is a lot of you know, people are, report them. And there's not a whole lot that, unfortunately happens when somebody gets reported. You know, there's certainly the Consumer Finance Division. There is the CFPB. And certainly going to that manager or that kind of thing. You know, as lenders, we're trying to present that borrower in the best light. And unfortunately, sometimes there's information that comes up as you're processing a loan that we didn't know about in the beginning, which is one of the reasons why our company and what I have been doing for my whole career is really getting as much information as we can up front so we can handle any of those challenges before they even go out to find a house. So we're really looking to get the best information, and we're going to do everything we can to keep everybody informed, because there is nothing worse than finding out the day before you're supposed to go to closing that, whoops, the loan's not ready. Oops, there's something that happened. So and most of the time, if it's going to be another week, and you know, we typically close on time or before. But if it's going to cause a slight delay, it's not usually a huge issue unless there are multiple houses that are dependent on that close.
Or if somebody has their moving truck there and they're ready to go and you need an extension. I think the best way to prevent what we're talking about is buyers, sellers, real estate agents, make sure that you have a relationship with your professionals in the real estate business. Make sure, I want to know who the lender is. I always ask, even if I don't know them, or when I do know them, I always still, as the real estate broker, pick up the phone and say, tell me about this borrower. I'm not asking for personal information. I'm asking for, how sure are you that they can qualify for the loan? I'm asking how sure you can get it to settlement in 30 days, because an agent that wants to settle in 30 days may write that contract that way, and it may be an impossibility.
Right.
So again, the same way you would choose your real estate agent, make sure that, you know, don't take a real estate agent because you've heard him on the radio show. Don't take a real estate agent because you saw him in the newspaper. But make sure that you know that agent. Hopefully know someone that has worked with them. And that's really with any kind of professional. So many people I have found over my career, when they call me to tell me about their lender, they have found that lender online, have no clue. They're just going by a low rate.
An advertisement
of, we have the lowest rate. Let's hold that thought. We are going to step out. We're going to take a break. This is Margaret Rome, all about real estate, with Mortgage Mama Bridget McGee, and also asking questions about what a seller has to disclose when they're selling a house. 410-922-6680 is our number.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world when you choose your phone.
cisa.gov/secureourworld.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate and Margaret Rome. Just want to tell you today, I'm having an open house at a very, very special home. It's at 1805 Bywoods. This is a very large, very contemporary, mid-century modern home. If you like mid-century modern homes, if you like that architecture, if you'd like to come see it, or if you're working with a real estate agent and you want to make an appointment at another time, I will be there today from 2:30 to 3:30. Again, it is 1805 Bywoods. We're going to have an open house from 2:30 to 3:30, and I hope to see some of you there.
Okay. Margaret, that house has 6 bedrooms and parking for 6 in the garage, right?
That is correct. It is a very unusual house. The first level has a primary suite that's probably as large as most people, as a few people's homes, because there is a gigantic bedroom. There are 2 dressing rooms with their own sinks. There is a separate soaking tub and
stand-up shower.
Steam shower. And next to that is a workout area with skylights. And next to that is another all-purpose room that could just be your living room for your primary suite, or it could be several more bedrooms if you needed
Wow.
it. That's just on the first floor. In addition to that, you've got a gorgeous kitchen, you've got a gorgeous sunroom, you've got an open living room, dining room that you could seat as many people as you needed to entertain. And again, just on the first floor. Oh, and on that level, you also have a 2-car garage. Level 2-car garage. And one of the beautiful things about this first floor is that every single room on the first floor can be accessed to the deck.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like your indoors, outdoors is all blended in. In addition to that, you've got an upstairs. The owner had several children and some, you know, blended family. And it's a really great way to say, go to your own space, because up there on just one side are 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a big room that could be a den, study room, playroom. And then that's connected by a bridge, still on that same level, but on the other side, to a gigantic room which is being used for dual offices.
Wow.
It also has its own half bathroom there. So the versatility of this house is incredible. Haven't even mentioned that there is a downstairs. There's another bedroom, full bath downstairs. There is another entertaining room. But the most important thing down there is a huge 3-car garage and another separate one-car garage.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited to be there
today. So Bridget's going to be out there. And if you want to meet Bridget, come out. Again, that address.
Like I'm a celebrity.
You are. Come see Mortgage Mama. 1805 Bywoods. You can call me at 410-530-2400. You can also reach Bridget after the show if you'd like it. 410-960-2061. And we are having a good time. I mean, the show is going to be all about what you have to disclose. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Bridget, this is so much fun. We've talked about the open house. Oh, let me mention one other thing. I am looking for a Rosedale buyer's agent. I have someone who really is ready to buy a home immediately, very possibly cash. But if not, they've already got backup financing. They need a home of maybe 260, 270. It's a family. They've got four children. They need to get them in school. If you are a buyer's agent, if you have inventory in Rosedale, if you know Rosedale really well, give me a call after the show. And what I'm going to do is I will give you these buyers' numbers. I feel really bad because for a week now, I've been calling and trying to show those properties in Rosedale. And I have to tell you, it is not always easy to reach the listing agent or to make an appointment. And when you've got a buyer from out of town and you go out to see a house and you've got to describe this house to the buyer who's on FaceTime with you and you can't reach the seller, your hands are tied. So I am looking for a knowledgeable real estate agent, buyer's agent that would help this family. I just can't stand to see anybody not being followed up in real estate. And I get a lot of these complaints. So agents, if you're a listing
agent,
yeah, pick up the phone. And you know, if you've got a thing on the internet that has your name and your number, and I go to call it, and it goes into a voicemail that says one of our associates will get back to you, you're on to the next one. So I'm just ranting just a tiny bit. Okay, so Rosedale agent we need. Let me tell you about a couple of other homes that I have, and we'll get back to Bridget because this show I know is going to fly. It already is. I have a home in that's the Beezer Homes, which is 21209. It is a colonial. It's got five bedrooms. It's got two suites on the upper level, the huge primary suite, plus there's another bedroom with its own bath and another couple rooms. Laundry's upstairs. The first floor is wide open. Every single bump out, every single addition that could be made when they built the house, they did. So it's a very sizable home, beautiful condition, fenced yard, sun porch screened in, beautiful gourmet kitchen, ready to absolutely move in. It also has a bonus. The bonus is that it has a hidden elevator. Ooh. You could get four people in there, or if you wanted to take a chair or a small sofa upstairs, you can do that. And that goes right from the first floor right up to one of the bedrooms. But interesting, when you walk into that bedroom, you don't notice it because you still have a separate closet in that bedroom. And the door to the elevator just looks like another door. This is wonderful if you've got someone who needs accessibility. It's wonderful if you've got parents and grandparents visiting who just want to come see you but How can you put them up, you know, if you don't have a bedroom and a bathroom on the first floor? This is just ideal. Also, there is a ramp in the garage, making it very accessible. The rooms are large. The whole first floor has wooden floors that are really sparkling, a gas fireplace. If you are thinking about a home in this area, in the Northwest area, please give me a call. The address is 2007 Thistlewood Road, 21209. And by the way, any of these properties I'm talking about, you can go to my website, margaretrome.com. You can see all the information there, or you can just Google the addresses and you'll find it. I am not a secret agent.
Well, I'll tell you, we are seeing a lot of more folks that are coming to us about intergenerational multi-generational homes and getting loans for those because they are, you know, moving in, parents in, they still have kids that need to be in the home. So, I mean, that sounds like a perfect home for a multi-generational family.
It's perfect for so many. You know, if you've had knee surgery, if you have a football injury, it is a bonus. And some people, oh, I don't want a house with an elevator. Well, yeah, you do, because it's there if you need it. So I am also finding that there are people who are looking to take their big family home that's just not right for them and move to another home, not downsizing, but right-sizing, so that they can accommodate children, grown children, grandchildren. And like you're saying, it's something that we need. If you've got a home that could be for multi-generation, blended families. We have couples who get together and one has several children, the other has several children. You want the space to bring them all together, but you also want the space that they can have some privacy. So if you're looking for that kind of home, both of the homes that I've talked about today are that kind of homes. You could have multi-generations. It could be lots of friends. If you have friends and family from out of the country, just absolutely perfect. So again, by the way, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Bridget, tell us some of the downfalls, the pitfalls. How does somebody really know how to choose a lender? How does somebody really know when it's the right lender? How do they know which product, which program to choose? Because one other thing, you do this and I absolutely love it. When you have a buyer that I'm working with, you make me feel so comfortable that buyer can or cannot afford the house and move forward. That is huge. Tell us how you do that, because not everyone does.
Well, I mean, I think, like you said, a lot of times getting referrals is really important. But also, you know, sometimes you're not going to have somebody who has worked with a lender in a certain area. And it's really about being comfortable that they are a knowledgeable lender, that they are going to answer the phone, that if you get their voicemail, they're going to call you back quickly, that they are going to not try to fit you into a box. And, you know, we have this 30-year fixed rate conventional loan. And, you know, if you don't fit into that box, then we don't know what to do with you. It's, you know, sometimes it is, you know, you have this whole menu of loan products, and it's really finding the right one for that particular buyer. You know, we have some programs now that allow folks that are either moving from or to a certain census tracts. So if somebody is selling in a certain census tract and yet the home that they're buying doesn't meet the, fall into that a certain census tract, they can still potentially qualify for a grant. When they're selling that house, they now have a, an extra benefit that they can potentially offer their buyer to get because that home qualifies for these certain grants. It's looking at, you know, is the Maryland Mortgage Program right for them? Well, the rates are a little higher on the Maryland Mortgage Program, but you have a benefit of having a 0% second mortgage that you don't have to pay back until you sell, transfer, or refinance the house. So, yeah, we want to look at what the right loan is for that particular buyer. Sometimes they qualify for conventional financing, but because FHA loans are, rates are a little bit better and maybe the mortgage insurance is a little bit better, that their monthly payment may actually be a little better with an FHA loan. So we have to weigh the benefits of that. And it's really finding lenders who are is not somebody necessarily who you bank with. You know, a lot of folks are saying, oh, well, I've been with big bank ABC for, you know, 20 years, so I'm going to use their mortgage. Well, their mortgage may not be the right mortgage. They may keep banker's hours. And in a very competitive environment, if you have somebody who is, doesn't work on Sundays, that only works until, you know, 2 o'clock on Saturdays or whatever the time is, then they're not going to be able to help you to get into that home. Because you've got to be able to get the information and get that offer in before a deadline. And
the important thing about that is when you've got a house that's popular and an agent's potentially got more than one buyer, the one who does not have that secure lender like you that can give some confidence to the listing agent, they're going to lose that house. And I think buyers do not realize that the real estate agent and the lenders need to be a team. Of course, we don't use the same one all the time. But when I have a buyer that is looking for to purchase a home, I ask them who they're using for their lender. And if they don't have, they just say, we just want to see a house. Nope, we really need to see whether or not, what payment is comfortable for you. I'm not going to run around and show you a house that when we get back, you say, there's no way I can afford that. That's a disappointment to you. That's a waste of the seller's time, my time, and your time. When I get the person who needs the Rosedale house, when they called, I had them call a lender, and that lender is ready. I sent them the house that they were going to purchase, that they were looking at, so that he at least knew what he was looking at. And no, I don't send everybody to Bridget. I spread it around. luckily, Bridget has wonderful business going. If you want to get a loan or ask any questions of Bridget while you're looking for a home, I want to give you her number. It's 410-960-2061. We are going to take time and take a break. You're listening to Margaret Rome. Come see me at the open house today. You can reach me at 410-530-2400.
A front is going to result in clouds, gusty winds, and scattered showers today as the high gets close to 66 degrees. Then rain will increase in coverage through tonight with a low down to 42. It's going to be a damp and cooler start to the week tomorrow with some more showers and a high near 51. The rain will taper off on Monday night with a low dipping down to 34 degrees and dry, breezy, and cool on Tuesday with a sunny sky, gusty winds out of the northwest at times, and a high temperature around 49 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
All of us need to be prepared to defend ourselves and our families, and we need to start with the less lethal option to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Byrner has their less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition. It is designed to incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now. You'll get 10% off. Let me tell you this Byrner story. Bob was at home. An intruder physically forced his way inside. Now, luckily, Bob had just received his Byrner 4 days prior to this incident, and he used it to get the man outside and off of his property. Byrner, it's legal in all 50 states. There's no background check needed. It can be shipped directly to your door. Now, see the powerful technology that is Byrner. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now. You'll get 10% off. That's byrna.com/Hannity today.
Listen for 3 hours every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Love this show, Mortgage Mama. We're talking about real estate. We're talking about mortgages. We're talking about what you have to disclose. We're talking about how to handle incompetent, some types of incompetency. Bridget, the question that I get probably daily is, how's the market?
Oh,
is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? How are the rates? Now, what I say. I say, look, if your house just sold, it's a fabulous market. If your house didn't sell, it's not a great market. But how does a top mortgage mama answer that question?
Well, the market is a little crazy, just like people. Okay. The good thing is we are seeing rates come down. I think that folks that were waiting for the rates to go back down to the twos and threes of, we'll call it yesteryear, they're not. The expectation is that they will not be going back down to that. So I think there's a lot of people who were kind of holding onto their homes with the hoping that before they sold and got out of that rate, that they would be able to get into a home with a rate that's comparable. Rates are, we saw rates at one point go up into the eights, which is just crazy. And, now we're back down into the low sixes. In a lot of cases, some of the Maryland mortgage programs, we've seen them. They're still in the low sevens. But again, they offer a benefit for that higher rate. So, we're seeing a lot of changes. We really are trying to make sure that folks that are selling homes, because the market is so competitive, we want to make sure that they don't have to be contingent on the sale of their home, if at all possible, because the likelihood in a multiple offer situation that you have to wait to sell your home before you can buy, it's a pretty tough market for that to happen. Now, is it possible? Sure. And, with the right seller and the right buyer and the right agents involved that can work that, there are certainly ways that can work. In most cases, we're seeing that contingent offers are just not—they're just not competitive.
Okay. One of the questions I had this week is a family who wanted to buy a house for a son, and they wanted—and everybody's out of town—and they said they had a ridiculously low mortgage on their existing home, mm-hmm. like 1.5 or two, something, insane. And they were deciding whether it would be better to pay cash for the house or to do a credit line on the house that they're in. And their lender said, oh, you can do the house that you're in, okay, but your mortgage rate's going to be 10 or 15%. Because they were not going to be the ones living in the house.
Well, I mean, there are lots of loans that we have non-occupant co-borrowers. So if we have a parent who's buying a home for or with a child, even if that child doesn't have any income, that maybe it's a college student, they can still potentially be on that loan with the using the parent's income, assets, and credit to help them to qualify.
This was a situation where the parents did not want the family to be on the loan. They wanted to be totally in control. So, how can parents say, "I'm buying this house"? And do it all in their name, even if they aren't living in town.
Potentially, they could buy it as an investment. There are special loans. There's one called a DSCR loan, which the only thing that has to happen is that the mortgage is covered by the going rent for the area. There are certain creative ways that we can do it. We had one that they aren't able to sell their house before they buy the new house because of the pets that they have and because of family members and different things that they have going on. So so we said, okay, well, one of the ways that we can help you to do that is to have you have a co-signer that, even though you hopefully won't need that co-signer when you buy, because your house is going to sell quickly, then at least I can with confidence be able to say, if that house doesn't sell quickly, we've got a backup plan.
Hold that thought. We are at our break. This is Margaret Rome. This is Mortgage Mama on All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Join WCBM for a fireside chat at our inaugural Pints and Politics Happy Hour. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium.
Congratulations!
Join me and a very special guest as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited. Get your tickets today at WCBM.com.
Come in legally.
That's Pints and Politics, April 30th at Michael's Cafe. See you there.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. We were talking so much that we forgot to pick up the microphone. Bridget,
all
go ahead and tell us.
Behind the scenes,
there's
that
so
you
many
don't
things
know.
That are going on right now. Bridget, what do you want a buyer to know? What do you want your real estate agents to know to make this process easier?
Give us all of the documentation that we ask for. It's most of it is pretty basic. It's income documents, asset documents. We're going to look at your credit. A lot of people are concerned about, oh, don't pull my credit because it's going to hurt my credit. Well, if you've got really good credit, a credit pull is not going to really hurt it very much, and certainly not for very long. And if you have not really good credit, then there were lots of other things that affected your credit besides the credit pull. So we need to know where you stand. We need to have all of the information so that we can then tell the story to the underwriter. If you've had challenges, that's okay. We can overcome a lot of challenges because there's lots of different loan programs out there. In working with the real estate agents, if there's something that is potentially going to cause a problem as we're working through, then, we might want to hold off on having the buyer pay for the appraisal, because you think that there's inspection issues or things that you're going to need to negotiate, we don't want somebody paying for the appraisal before that happens.
Right.
But then that also means that we might need a little bit of extra time on the loan because we've got to wait for the appraisal.
And the same thing, a buyer may not want to go, or the seller may not want to have the buyer go through a home inspection, neither one of them, without knowing they can go to the market. Make sure it's plugged in down below. So I've seen that some buyers say, I don't want to get a home inspection until I know that I can get the mortgage. And then the seller's saying, I'm not waiting for you. This needs to be done. I don't want to take this off the market, because by the time you're getting a home inspection, you are taking your home off the market. You could be losing another buyer, and that's not what you want to do. So again, I personally, when I'm working with somebody, I definitely want to know the title company. I want to know the mortgage company. I want to make sure that the real estate agent, the mortgage company, the title company, all are working together, all working together for you, the buyer, to make sure you can get to settlement. Real easy to write a contract, not real easy to take it all the way to settlement if you don't have the right team.
Absolutely.
So we are at the end of the show. Let me tell you again about the open house and where it is. It is at, where is it?
1805 Bywoods Avant Drive?
Bywoods. Yep, Bywoods.
In Stevenson, Maryland, 21153, from 2:30 to 3:30. We're going to be there, and we will be with bells on, I think.
And if you got more questions, you can call us, and we won't talk without the microphones then. Again, this is Margaret Rome. This is Margaret Rome with Bridget McGee saying we will see you next week. Got a question, anything about real estate, 410-530-2400.
Thanks.
Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.